It's really great that we can be here together as a church family.
Je skvelé, že tu môžeme byť spolu ako zborová rodina.
It's obvious that we like to be together and talk together.
Je celkom zrejmé, že sme radi spolu a radi spolu hovoríme.
Families are supposed to know each other and enjoy sharing our lives together.
Rodiny by sa mali navzájom radi zdieľať svoje životy.
Sometimes though it's easy, I feel like to lose focus on why we're together as a church family.
No, občas my strácame to zameranie, že prečo sme spolu ako zborová rodina.
I don't know if you ever are doing something that you do maybe at home and then you realize you don't remember why you were doing what you were doing.
Neviem, či sa vám stáva, že niekedy robíte niečo doma a potom si uvedomíte, že vlastne neviete, prečo to robíte.
Why did you go into that room? You just forget. Why was I in here?
Že prečo som išiel do tejto miestnosti? Na čo som sem pošiel?
Sometimes my favorite place to lose my orientation is in my garage.
To najobľúbenejšie moje miesto, kde strácam tú orientáciu, je garáž.
I can go into the garage because I'm going there for something.
Ja obyčajne idem do tej garáže po niečo.
But suddenly I'm consumed with doing something else.
Ale zrazu som pohltený tým, že robím niečo iné.
And I don't even remember why I'm there.
Ani si už nepamätám, prečo som tam.
Because there's my four-wheeler, there's all my plants that are there for the winter.
Pretože je tam moja štvorkolka, sú tam moje rastliny, sú tam všetky tie veci na zimu.
Something that needs to be organized, something that needs to be cleaned.
Nejaké veci, ktoré potrebujú byť upratané, očistené.
And I can get completely distracted.
A ja sa viem úplne v tom stratiť.
So I think sometimes in our church family we get distracted by things.
A niekedy aj v našej zborovej rodine sa necháme vyrušiť nejakými vecami.
And we forget why we're here. What's the purpose of us as a church family?
A zabúdame na to, že prečo sme vlastne tu, aký je ten dôvod.
And scripture talks about coming together to encourage each other.
A písmo nám hovorí, že sa stretávame preto, aby sme sa navzájom povzbudzovali.
And it speaks specifically about it in Hebrews chapter 10.
A špeciálne sa o tom píše v Židom 10. kapitole.
But encouraging us to do what?
Ale povzbudzuje nás, aby sme robili čo?
Hebrews chapter 10, verse 24.
Židom 10, 24.
And maybe we can read let's just read from verse 19 to 25. Let's just read the whole section.
Takže prečítame si celú časť od 19. verša až po 25.
Keďže teda, bratia, máme dôveru, že vôjdeme do svätyne skrze krv Ježišovu, touto novou a živou cestou, ktorú nám otvoril cez oponu, to jest cez vlastné telo, a keďže máme aj veľkého kňaza nad domom Božím, pristupujme s úprimným srdcom, plnosti viery, ako takí, ktorí majú srdce očistené od zlého svedomia a telo obmité čistou vodou. Pridržajme sa neochvejne vyznania nádeje, lebo verný je ten, ktorý dal to zasľúbenie. A pozorujme sa vo spolu, aby sme sa povzbudzovali k láske a dobrým skutkom. Neopúšťajme svoje zhromaždenia, ako niektorí majú vo zvyku, ale napomínajme sa, a to tým viac, čím viac vidíme, že sa približuje ten deň.
So he said, one of the main reasons we meet together is to spur each other on, to encourage each other to love and good deeds.
Takže tu sa píše, že jeden z tých hlavných dôvodov, prečo sme spolu, je, aby sme sa povzbudzovali navzájom k láske a k dobrým skutkom.
So today I want to spend time trying to encourage and spur us on as a family.
Takže dnes chcem stráviť ten čas, aby som vás nejakým spôsobom povzbudil, vás ako zborovú rodinu.
By telling you something that was encouraging for me.
A tým, že vám poviem niečo, čo bolo povzbudením pre mňa.
And it came as an encouragement to me from a trip that I took to Ukraine last week.
A prišlo to, to pozbudenie prišlo cez cestu, ktorú sme mali v do Ukrajiny.
And so I just want to basically tell you what I saw there and hoping that it would be an encouragement to you.
A takže ja vám v podstate chcem iba povedať, čo som tam videl a budem dúfať, že to bude pre vás pozbudením.
So, I didn't really know what I was to expect when I went to Ukraine.
Ja som celkom nevedel, čo očakávať, keď som išiel do Ukrajiny.
I went there with our school of leaders from Compass.
Išiel som tam so skupinou vedúcich z Kompasu.
And I had never been to the place where we went.
A ja som na tom mieste nikdy nebol.
But when I got there, we went directly to the church where we were visiting.
Ale keď sme sa tam dostali na Ukrajinu, tak sme rovno išli do toho zboru, ktorý sme navštevovali.
And when we got there, this is what we saw. Can't see it very well.
A keď sme sa tam dostali, tak toto je to, čo sme videli.
But it wasn't a classic church building.
A nebola to úplne klasická zborová alebo cirkevná budova.
It actually looked a lot like our building here.
A viac to vyzeralo ako tá, táto naša budova.
If you didn't know it was a church, you wouldn't know that it was a church.
A ak ste nevedeli, že to je cirkev, tak by ste to nespoznali.
Because it just looked like a office building.
A pretože to proste vyzerá ako kancelárska budova.
And later we found out that the church was started back in 2001.
A neskôr sme sa dozvedeli, že ten zbor začal v roku 2001.
In another building.
V inej budove.
And it was just started as a church plant in the city, this city that where we were in, which was Rivne, Ukraine.
A začalo to ako nový zbor v tom mestečku Rivne na Ukrajine.
And the church is called Skelia, which means rock in Ukrainian.
A ten zbor sa volá Skelia, čo po ukrajinsky znamená skala.
And so this is the building that they've been in just for about 3 years.
Takže v tejto budove oni sú už asi 3 roky.
Which is a very interesting building.
A je to veľmi zaujímavá budova.
They moved in 2015.
A nasťahovali sa tam v roku 2015.
They took us in, or this is one of the missionaries. Actually, he's a Ukrainian, but he's a missionary there in the church.
A toto je Ukrajinec, je to jeden z tých misionárov v tom zbore.
He's one of the pastors.
Jeden z pastorov.
And when they took us inside, they said, this is our meeting area.
A keď nás zobrali dnu, tak nám ukázali, že toto je to miesto, kde sa stretávame.
They're probably about twice the size as we are.
A je ich asi dvakrát toľko ako nás.
And they said, we decided that we wanted to rent this whole building.
What is rent?
Prenajať.
Aha, že tak rozhodli sa, že si prenajmu celú tú budovu.
And so they started showing us around the building. So this is their meeting area.
A takže nám poukazovali tú budovu, takže toto je tá miestnosť, kde sa stretávajú.
It was probably twice as big as this.
A bola asi dvakrát veľká ako táto naša miestnosť.
Not that big.
Že nie až tak veľká.
And they probably have 50 to 75 people every Sunday.
A majú asi 50 až 75 ľudí každú nedeľu.
But then they took us down to the other level in this building.
A potom nás zobrali na ďalšie poschodie v tej budove.
And we went into a room and this is what we saw.
A potom v tej miestnosti, ďalšej miestnosti sme videli toto.
They had rented it was basically a manufacturing space.
A bol to v podstate taký výrobný priestor.
And it was just a huge open building.
A bola to veľký otvorený priestor.
And they made this gymnasium floor on one side of the building.
A oni na jednej strane tej budovy urobili túto telocvičňu.
And in this gym area, they just invite whoever would like to come. Some people are renting it for gymnastics or floorball.
A niektorí ľudia si môžu túto miestnosť prenajať na gymnastiku alebo na floorball.
So it's open to the community. to be used as a gym.
Takže je to otvorené pre komunitu, aby to využívala ako telocvičňu.
But they also have their own, some of their own programs there.
Ale tiež tam majú nejaké svoje vlastné veci, svoje vlastné programy.
So this is a big space just to be used for whatever.
Takže je to veľký priestor, ktorý sa môže používať na čokoľvek.
When we were there, I looked in the door one time and there was a bunch of, it was so cute. There was a lot of little tiny little girls. They were all dressed in their exercise suits and they were all in a gymnastics class in there.
Ja som tam nakúkol do jednej miestnosti a tam bola taká veľká skupina malých dievčat, ktorí boli oblečené v tom telocvičnom úbore a mali tam nejakú hodinu telocviku.
And then the next time I came by, there was a bunch of small boys in there. They were in a football practice.
Potom iný deň tam boli chlapci, ktorí tam trénovali futbal.
So they just run all kinds of programs in this gymnastic space.
Takže oni majú rôzne aktivity v tejto miestnosti.
Then on the other side of this wall, over on the other side,
potom na opačnej strane tejto steny.
They took us there, and this is what they made.
A nás tam zobrali a toto tam vybudovali.
It was basically a gym, like a gym space.
A bola to
exercise.
Znova taká posilovňa.
Yeah. And what they do in this space is that they started something that's called CrossFit.
A to, čo robia v tomto priestore, tam začali niečo, čo sa volá CrossFit.
And I don't know if you've ever heard about CrossFit.
Neviem, či ste o tom už počuli predtým.
It's an American exercise program.
Je to taký americký program precvičovací.
But the unique thing about CrossFit is that you do it within a team.
Ale čo je unikátne o tomto programe, je, že to robíte v týme.
You can have 5 to 15 people in a team.
V jednom týme môžete mať 5 až 15 ľudí.
Whatever exercise routine you do it as a team.
A akúkoľvek z tých aktivít robíte, tak ju robíte ako tým.
And so every day, all day, they are running a CrossFit teams through this space.
Takže každý deň, celé dni tam prebiehajú tieto crossfitové cvičenia.
And of course, on the other side, people have to pay to come to the classes, or they have to pay to use the space.
A samozrejme, že ľudia musia platiť, aby využívali tieto priestory.
And on this side, people are paying to be a part of the CrossFit.
Na tej druhej strane a na tejto strane musia tiež platiť, aby boli súčasťou toho CrossFitu, CrossFitových cvičení.
So this is a major space that is connected with the church there.
Čiže to je taký veľký priestor, ktorý je spojený s tým zborom.
But our group didn't come to participate in this.
Ale tá naša skupina tam neprišla preto, aby sa zúčastnila tohto.
They invited us to come to be a part of a camp.
Ale oni nás pozvali, aby sme boli súčasťou kempu.
In February.
Vo februári.
So it's not a summer camp.
Takže nie je to letný kemp.
It's a winter camp.
Je to zimný kemp.
And it was so very interesting.
A bolo to veľmi zaujímavé.
And once we were there, we learned what they do.
A keď sme tam prišli, tak sme zistili, čo vlastne robia.
They have built a relationship with one of the small local schools.
A oni si vybudovali vzťah s jednou malou miestnou školou.
And it reminded me very much of what we used to do with schools from our church.
A pripomenulo mi to, čo sme my zvykli robiť v našom zbore so školami.
One of the pastor's daughters went to the school.
Jedna z pastorových dcér chodila do tej školy.
And so he just started building a relationship with the director.
Takže on si proste začal budovať vzťah s tým riaditeľom.
And he said, you know, we can come and do whatever you would like for us to do on your school campus.
A on povedal, že my proste môžeme tam prísť a robiť akékoľvek aktivity budete chcieť, aby sme robili.
He said the first thing we did was we just went and trimmed all the trees around the campus.
A povedal, že prvú vec, čo sme robili, je, že sme zostrihali stromčeky okolo tej budovy.
And we know what it's like. We used to go and clean the black, paint the blackboards and
a my vieme, aké to je. My sme boli v škole a natierali sme tie tabule.
What else did we do? We refinished floors,
podlahy, fences.
Yeah, we built the playground.
Vybudovali sme ihrisko.
So we know what that's like.
Takže vieme, aké to je.
So but then they took the next step and they said, what would you think if we did a camp for your students in the school in the winter?
A potom oni ešte urobili ďalší krok a spýtali sa toho riaditeľa, že čo by ste povedali na to, keby sme urobili pre deti z vašej školy camp v zime.
And so they called us as a team and said, please come and help us.
Takže oni nás zavolali ako tým a povedali, že príďte a pomôžte nám.
And so they did a 3-hour camp, a day camp.
Takže oni každý deň robili 3-hodinový camp
for 4 days.
A 4 dní za sebou.
And there were students from 10 years old to 17 years old.
A boli tam žiaci od 10 po 17 rokov.
And this is the CrossFit, some of the CrossFit people.
A toto sú nejakí ľudia z CrossFitu.
And then this was what it looked like. And we would all meet in the gym at 10 o'clock in the morning.
A tak toto vyzeralo, sme sa tam stretli o 10. ráno v telocvični.
They planned to do the camp in the afternoon after school from like 3 to 6 o'clock.
Oni plánovali robiť ten camp po škole od 3. do 6.
But they had a flu holiday.
Ale oni mali chrípkové prázdniny práve.
And so we actually had it in the morning because there was no school.
A takže sme to mohli mať aj ráno, pretože škola neprebiehala.
So we probably had 75 students there every day.
Takže každý deň sme tam mali asi 75 žiakov.
And it was so simple. They would just play games in the gym.
A bolo to veľmi jednoduché. Oni hrali nejaké hry v tej telocvični.
Then they would have, everybody would go to the cafeteria. They would have some like stories from our team.
A potom sa išiel do kaviárne, tam počúvali príbehy od nášho tímu.
Then we did seminars. I taught English as one seminar. They did games as a seminar.
A potom
crafts as a seminar.
Potom sme mali nejaké semináre. Ja som robil v angličtine nejaký seminár. A potom boli nejaké iné semináre.
And that was it.
A to bolo celé.
It was no decorations, there was no, you know, nothing really special.
Neboli tam žiadne dekorácie, proste nič špeciálne.
But every day about 75 students came from that school to this opportunity to just have fun and be together.
Ale každý deň tam prišlo asi 75 žiakov z tej školy, aby mali nejakú zábavu, aby boli spolu.
So that's what we did for the week that we were there.
Takže to sme tam robili ten týždeň, čo sme tam boli.
And this summer they will do a Ketsi camp with this same school.
A tento rok budú robiť Ketsi camp s tou istou školou toto leto.
So they're building this relationship with this school and they just try to do whatever they can with this group of students.
Takže oni si budujú vzťah s touto školou a snažia sa robiť čokoľvek vedia s tou skupinou tých žiakov.
Then the other thing that I discovered that they started in the church.
A ďalšia vec, čo som objavil, že oni začali v zbore.
Was something I could never imagine.
Je niečo, čo by som si vôbec nevedel predstaviť.
Does anybody know what lacrosse is?
Yes.
Ako sa to volá?
Lacrosse.
Vie niekto, čo je lacrosse? Očividne nie.
It's a strange sport. I don't know where it came from. Probably England.
Yeah. Je to taký zvláštny šport, ktorý pravdepodobne pochádza z Anglicka.
But it's like... Do you know what handball is?
Viete, čo je handball? Hádzana.
It's like basketball, except you're running with this ball and you're trying to throw it into a net.
Držíte v ruke niečo ako basketbalku a hádžete ju do ostatných hráčov.
But you can hold
it.
You don't have to dribble with basketball like basketball.
Takže nemusíš s tým driblovať ako na basketbale.
Yeah, you can just run and then you can try to throw.
Takže len utekáš a snažíš sa to.
Well, that's what it is, except they have these sticks with these nets on the end.
Takže funguje to podobne, ale navyše tam máte nejaké tie pálky so sieťou.
And it's they just use a little small ball like a tennis ball.
Takže majú takú malú loptičku ako tenisová.
And you always have to catch and throw the ball with this stick with the net on it.
A takže ty vždy sa máš snažiť vlastne vrhnúť tú loptičku a chytiť ju s tou palkou, sieťkou.
Absolutely. I tried it. It was so crazy.
Ja som to vyskúšal, je to úplne šialené.
But some American team introduced them to lacrosse.
Ale nejaký americký tím ich im uviedol tento šport.
And they just took it and said, let's make a lacrosse team.
A oni si povedali, že tak proste urobme lacrosseový tím.
And so they started the first lacrosse team in Ukraine.
Takže oni začali prvý lacrosseový tím na Ukrajine.
And now they have a lacrosse league.
A teraz už majú lacrosseovú ligu v tom meste.
And they have probably 20-25 lacrosse players in their youth group and in their church.
A oni v tej v tom zbore a v ich na ich mládeži majú asi 25 hráčov.
I have two lacrosse rackets so we can start playing.
Okay, good. And you will lead it, yeah.
I'm good in lacrosse also.
So this is something what it looks like. I don't know if you can see it, but the net and the long racket.
Takže takto nejako to vyzerá. Máte tam tú bránku, potom tie veľké dlhé rakety.
So this is something that they have.
Takže toto tam majú.
Then they one afternoon they said, "Come, we're gonna take you to see something else that we're doing."
A potom jeden večer nás zobrali, že poďte, ukážeme vám ešte niečo iné, čo robíme.
So we all loaded in the van. We didn't really know what we were going to see.
Takže my sme si nasadli do auta a nevedeli sme, že čo uvidíme.
And they took us about a half an hour away.
A zobrali nás asi pol hodinu autom.
And we pulled up, we drove through this small village, the snowing and really cold.
A my sme išli cez tie malé dediny a snežilo, bolo veľmi zima.
And we came up in front of this building. We came to this building.
Aha, okay. A my sme prišli pre túto budovu.
And I thought it must be some mistake.
A ja som si pomyslel, že to bude asi nejaká chyba.
But then they told us the story.
Ale potom nám porozprávali príbeh.
They said we bought this building in this small village from another mission organization who owned it.
A oni povedali, že my sme kúpili tento domček od inej misijnej organizácie, ktorá ho vlastnila.
And their plan was to do something with it, but they decided not to do it.
A oni predtým chceli s tým niečo robiť, ale rozhodli sa, že nebudú s tým nič robiť.
And so they sold it to us.
Takže oni ich predali nám.
And this is the only building that's there.
A toto je jediná budova, ktorá tam je.
It's just an old, run down. It looks like a piece of junk.
Je to stará, ošarpaná budova, vyzerá hrozne.
And it is. This is nothing. It's just a wooden old building.
A je to proste stará, drevená budova.
But one of their people in the church said, I have a vision for starting a church in this neighborhood or this village.
Ale jeden z ľudí z ich zboru povedal, že ja mám víziu, že začneme zbor v tejto dedine.
And so they bought this small building.
Takže on kúpil túto budovu.
And this man and his wife started going there to the village.
A tento muž a jeho žena začali chodiť do tejto dediny.
And they started working with the young people there.
A začali pracovať s mladými ľuďmi v tej dedine.
And I think they've been doing it for about 4 years now.
A myslím, že už to robia asi 4 roky.
And so this is what the group looks like now.
Takže takto tá skupina vyzerá dnes.
There's no church there.
A nie je tam zbor.
No pastor.
Ani pastor.
No church building.
Ani cirkevná budova.
It's just this old building.
Je to proste táto stará budova.
You see, everybody has their coats on.
A ako vidíte, všetci majú na sebe kabaty.
Because it's cold in there.
A pretože tam je zima.
They have heat, but it's just always kind of cold.
A oni tam majú tie radiátory, ale je tam proste stále teplo. Stále zima.
This is their, it's like a little club.
A je to ako taký klub.
And they have club meeting there every week.
Takže každý týždeň tam majú stretnutie toho klubu.
And they have camps in the summer.
A cez leto tam majú kempy.
And they're basically growing a church in this village.
A oni tam proste nechávajú rásť ten zbor v tejto dedine.
And that's it.
A to je to.
That's it right there.
To je celé.
Just young children and teenagers. children and teenagers.
A proste deti a tínedžeri.
And that's where it is right now.
A to je v akom je to stave teraz.
This is what looked like when we were there.
A tak toto vyzeralo, keď my sme tam boli.
This was our team and their students mixed in there.
A toto bol náš tým a ich študenti spolu zmiešaní.
And we spent the evening with them there.
A my sme tam s nimi strávili večer.
Dobrý deň. Come in. Yes, she's here. Come in. Or she can she'll come out there and see. So I want you to just think for a minute. If I was proposing this all of these programs to you.
Takže chcem, aby ste sa na minútu zamysleli nad tým, že keby som vám navrhoval alebo chcel navrhnúť všetky tieto programy.
Which one do you think that you would be a part of?
A ktoré z nich si myslíte, že by ste najviac chceli byť súčasťou?
So I just want you to turn to your neighbor and say, I think I would probably want to be a part of this one for this reason.
Takže otočte sa k svojmu susedovi a povedzte mu, že tak ja si myslím, že by som najviac chcel byť súčasťou tejto veci a kvôli tomuto.
You could help with it or you could actually be a part of it.
Môžete s tým pomôcť alebo byť toho priamo súčasťou.
So you've got the gymnastics gym.
Takže máte tam tú telocvičňu, potom crossfit.
Then you've got the school program with the camps.
Potom ten program v škole s tými kempami.
You've got lacrosse. That's probably what Michael would do.
Potom lacrosse, to pravdepodobne Majka by robila.
Or you've got the church plant out in the village.
Alebo potom zakladanie zboru v tej dedine.
Which one would you think you would do or join?
Ktoré z tých vecí si myslíte, že by ste sa zapojili do?
Rado.
Question.
Lacrosse. For sure,
I feel so inspiring.
Okay. Let me have your attention again.
Takže žiadam o vašu pozornosť znovu.
How many people said lacrosse?
Koľko ľudí povedalo lacrosse? Zvihnite ruku.
Okay. I'm not proposing these as our church ministry.
Ja to nenavrhujem ako našu službu zborovú.
They could be our church ministry.
Mohli by to byť našimi službami.
But what is interesting for me is what do all of these ministries have in common?
Ale čo je pre mňa zaujímavé, že čo majú všetky tieto služby spoločné?
Maybe a lot of things.
No, je možné, že veľa vecí.
But what I see that they all have in common.
To, čo ja vidím ako spoločné,
new relationships.
Sú nové vzťahy.
The church is just trying absolutely anything in an effort to make new connections with people.
Ten zbor sa pokúša robiť úplne čokoľvek, len aby vytvoril nové spojenia s okolitým svetom.
And it looks like they don't really care how bizarre it is or how strange.
A je mi jedno, že aké je to bizarné, zvláštne.
If it will connect them with some people that they don't know, they'll do it.
Ak ich to má spojiť s nejakými ľuďmi, ktorých nepoznajú, tak proste do toho idú.
And I thought, wow, that is what missional living is about.
A ja som si pomyslel, že to je presne to, o čom je ten taký misionársky život.
Is being connected in relationships with people that you don't know.
Je, že byť spojený v nejakom vzťahu s ľuďmi, ktorých si predtým nepoznal.
You ever think about that?
Zamysleli ste sa niekedy nad tým?
That's really our calling.
A myslím, že to je naše volanie.
Is to constantly be connected with people that we don't know.
Aby sme boli stále spojení s ľuďmi, ktorých nepoznáme.
In relationship.
A byť s nimi vo vzťahu.
In order to bring them salvation in the gospel.
A kvôli tomu to robíme, aby sme ich priviedli k spaseniu a k evanjeliu.
When you think about Apostle Paul, that's just the way he lived his whole life, going from one new town to the next.
A to je presne, keď si pomyslíte na Apoštola Pavla, tak on žil takto celý život, proste chodil od jedného mesta k druhému.
Bringing the gospel, building new groups of believers.
A prinášal evanjelium a budoval ďalšie skupiny veriacich.
When Jesus talked about the harvest,
a keď Ježiš hovorí o tom, že žatva je hotová,
he wasn't talking about corn.
On nehovoril o žite.
He was talking about people.
On hovoril o ľuďoch.
And there were people that those that he was talking to didn't know.
A to boli, sorry?
They didn't know them.
To boli ľudia, ktorých oni nepoznali.
They were people that they would come to know.
To boli ľudia, s ktorými sa neskôr spoznali.
So we should be thinking about our mission as individuals and as a church.
Takže my by sme mali premýšľať nad našou misiou ako nás ľudí a ako celý zbor.
As being this.
Takýmto spôsobom.
To constantly be thinking about how can we make the next connection with another person that I don't know.
Aby sme neustále premýšľali nad tým, ako urobiť ďalšie spojenie s človekom, ktorého nepoznáme ešte.
Now for some of us that sounds fun.
A pre niektorých z nás to znie ako zábava.
I loved going there to Ukraine. I met 100 people that I didn't know.
Ja milujem ísť na tú Ukrajinu a stretávať množstva ľudí, ktorých nepoznám.
But that's not so fun sounding to everybody.
Ale takto dobre to neznie každému.
Some of us hate to meet new people.
A niektorí z nás neradi stretávajú nových ľudí.
On the other hand, I would be fine just sitting at home and not ever meeting another person in my whole life.
Na druhej strane, ja by som aj rád sedel celý čas doma a už celý svoj život nestretol ďalšieho človeka.
I have my work, I have money, I have my house, my dog.
Ja mám svoju prácu, mám svoje peniaze, svojho psa, svoj dom.
What else do I need? I can make it to the end.
Čo iné potrebujem? Ja už to proste môžem nejako dokončiť.
So there it's easy to start thinking like, why do I need to go to do something different?
Takže je veľmi ľahké začať rozmýšľať takým spôsobom, že na čo by som to mal vôbec robiť všetko? Na čo ísť niekam?
So I think it can be our tendency to just stop thinking about one more relationship.
A myslím, že to je naša tendencia proste prestať rozmýšľať o ďalšom novom vzťahu.
I have enough.
Že už mám toho dosť.
I don't need. I'm happy with who I know and who I have.
Som šťastný s tým, koho poznám, koho mám.
So I want you to turn to those same people again that you were talking to.
Takže chcem, aby ste sa znova obrátili k tým istým ľuďom, ku ktorým ste predtým hovorili.
And answer this question.
A odpovedali na túto otázku.
What tendencies in our lives?
Takže aké tendencie v našich životoch
make us not want to make new relationships.
A spôsobujú to, že nechceme si budovať tie nové vzťahy.
Or they hinder us from.
Alebo ktoré nás v tom brzdia, alebo nám v tom zabraňujú.
Making new relationships.
Aby sme si budovali tie nové vzťahy.